question was asked in Halakha, when one smells a lemon that has a fragrance, does one make a beracha? And what beracha might that be? So there is a big machloket on this subject between the Birkat Hashem, Rabbi Moshe Levi Alav Shalom, and Hacham Ovadia in Yabia Omer. The beracha that's in question over here would be Hanoten Reyach Tov Baperot. It is clear from the poskim that they're considering a lemon as a peri. After all, we do use the lemon, even though we might not eat it straight because it's a little sour, but we do use it in our salads and in other foods as well. And therefore, the Hachamim do classify the lemon as a peri, as a fruit. So what's the question? Chaura, it's a fruit that gives a smell. So the deen is, when you smell a fruit, you have to make the berachan, ten reyach tov baperot. So the Birkat Hashem writes from Rav Chida that's only when the fruit itself gives a smell. Here the smell of the lemon comes from the kilipa. It comes from the peel. And therefore the peel is not called a peri, and therefore he says you don't make a beracha. However, Chacham Ovadia in Shut Yabia Omer Chelek Tet Or HaHaim Siman Kufchet Ot Kovav writes that you should make a beracha hanoten reyach tov baperot. So the question is, what does Chacham Ovadia do with this Rav Chida? So Chacham Yitzchak Yosef in the Sefer Kol Torah on Daf Nun, he wants to say that could be Chacham Ovadia makes the following chiluk, that he agrees with Rav Chida. Rav Chida is talking only when you're making a beracha on a peel alone. But when the peel is attached to the fruit, so then it's considered part of the fruit. And therefore, in such a case, you could still call it a peri. And that's where Chacham Ovadia really concludes, and he says that's the minhag as well. If somebody is smelling a lemon, has a fragrance, he's having hana'ah from it, before he smells it, he makes the beracha, hanoten reyach tov, baperot.